Join us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For a motion to approve the minutes?
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. We will have an executive session later in the morning, discuss collective bargaining, and that's at 10. So, resolutions to be adopted. Tim, you want to take us through the agenda?
Certainly. We have six travel resolutions to consider today. First is Donna Everson, Karen Gabbard, Victoria Asher to attend the underwriting the Neighborhood Stabilization Projects, $2,300, July 28th to 30th in Columbus, Ohio. That is paid for by Neighborhood Stabilization Funds. Next, we have Paul Ivers from Community Development in Southwest Ohio Officials Association meeting for induction into ground source heat pumps, $40.15, Sharonville, Ohio, July 23rd. Next, Gary Yates, Court Services, Adult Probation, Ohio Chief Probation Officers Association, Executive Board Meeting, Columbus, Ohio, $250, August 13 to 14. Next is Honorable Judge Michael Sage, Common Pleas Court, to attend the National Judicial College Sentencing Sex Offenders, $250, Reno, Nevada, July 26th to July 30th. Next is Annette Peters and Angie Weber from the Engineers to attend the annual conference for the APWA International Public Work Congress Expo, Columbus, Ohio, $600, September 12th, 16th. Next, Greg Wilkins and Scott Bressler, Butler County Engineers, to attend the same conference, Columbus, Ohio, $1,500, September 12th to September the 16th. Now, as we move into finance and appropriations, we have eight items for you to consider here. First is a transfer between accounts to cover additional costs for advertising for bids in the general fund. Next is Area Court, number two. They're reclassing the following amounts between accounts, $2,000, $6,000, $5,000, and $2,000 to rework their budget from their previous cuts. Next is number three, juvenile court. This is a reallocation of budget funds for $34,500, $1,500, and $1,500 respectively between accounts. They're reallocating the budget cut that was given to them on July 16th. Item number four, general fund district court. This is an increase in appropriation of $985 to reflect funds received in order to buy out the a current copier lease. And item number five, veteran services. This is a reclass between accounts in order to reclass the remaining rent on an office vacated to a different account. Item number six, which is a non-general fund account, mental health board. This is a transfer between accounts of $1,000, for unemployment cost. And then another transfer between accounts of $1,431,006. That's 14310006.00. A reclass between accounts to create a new account for grant funds that we've received from the federal government. Next, item number seven, capital improvement fund, a reclass between other expense to capital. And then finally, item number eight, water and water capacity fund. This is an increase in budget, $7,950 to appropriate refunds to developers. Next, as we move on to personnel, we have 10 personnel items to consider today. First is to grant a step increase in the planning and inspection department for electrical inspector Randall Grizzle, a 4.5% increase to $2,009.27 biweekly effective August 15th. Next is a step increase, an increase of 69 cents in collective bargaining unit member in Job and Family Services, who is Debbie Smith, a referral specialist two, to $18.66 effective July 18th. Next is a step increase for collective bargaining unit member in Job and Family Services, Whitney Reed, a 46-cent increase effective July 18th. Next is an increase collective bargaining unit member in Job and Family Services of 41 cents for Amanda Turner. She's an eligibility referral specialist too, effective July 18th. Next is an increase of 71 cents for Elizabeth Allen, a collective bargaining unit member in Job and Family Services. She's an eligibility referral specialist too, effective July 18th. Next to is accept and place on file and concur with Job and Family Services employee payroll for the period July 4 through July 17th. The changes in the payroll has been traced back to previously approved and authorized resolutions by the Board of Butler County Commissioners. Next, your request to terminate 12 summer youth employment programs. This is part of the stimulus summer work program where 12 youths are being terminated. Next is to grant a $293.27 comp time payout for collective bargaining unit member in Children's Services, John Stringer. Next is to terminate Leslie Shute, a summer youth employee work site monitor, effective July 2nd, 2009. Next is to correct the amounts of the allocations of salary of between various accounts of Mr. Robert Lowry. As we move on to community block grant funds, you requested to approve and execute a request for release of funds and certification for funding for the 2008 community block grant to Village of New Miami Waterline Extension Project. As we move on to Job and Family Services requests permission to advertise for bids for Employment Assistance Program, contract number 0910015. Under Water and Sewer, we have 13 requests today. 11 of those 13 requests are release of liens relating to assessments for improvements that were put on various property owners. I'll read the addresses of each lien to approve the removal of the lien on. First is 6905 Lester Avenue, 6790 Lester Avenue, 4020 Princeton Road, 6835 Lester Avenue, 10 Meadow Drive, 6785 Paducah Avenue, 6878 Paducah Avenue, 4100 Port Union Road, 9246 Schultz Drive, 6189 Mulhauser Road, 5421 Liberty Fairfield Road. Water and Sewer also requests you to award a contract to Adlita Construction for lawn restoration services in the amount of $155,200 even. And finally, under the Water and Sewer, they're requesting approval to execute the Ohio Public Works payment request number 14 for the cast iron water main replacement project. The Butler County Engineer today has six items for your consideration. First is to amend a resolution 09071240. The amount of the award of the contract should be $2,966,730.81. Next is to cancel a performance bond in the amount of $17,607 for the Port Union Distribution Center. Next, the engineer requests you to award a contract to Capital Electric Line Builders for Union Center Boulevard traffic signal improvements in the amount of $271,583.32. The engineer requests you to award a contract to Mount Pleasant Blacktopping for paving of River Road and Tylersville Road in the amount of $2,081,082 even. The engineer also requests you to award a contract to REI Construction Company for Port Union Road widening in the amount of $204,800 even. And finally, the engineer requests you to approve and execute a contract to retrace various county roads and township roads to AA Safety Inc. in the amount of $267,664.85. Under miscellaneous, you're requested to grant permission to advertise for bids for the mandatory parent education classes. You're requested to approve a contract for the Butler County Treasurers with LinkGov, Medavante Corporation for Merchant Services in order to accept debit cards. Next is to approve the motion to appoint outside counsel for Kelly Babcock from for legal matters involving personnel and labor relation issues. Next is to approve and authorize the Juvenile Court Administrator to execute a supplemental agreement with Softec in the amount of $37,650. Next is a request to reject bids for the record storage space lease, to reject bids for the lease of the record storage space. Which looks like they're the same thing. One might be
one in the law library.
I think one is for the space and the other is for shelving, Don. Okay. Next is to authorize the sale of 25 used 9620 Avaya phones and two used Avaya 9650 phones to the Educational Services Center. Next, to approve the award of a contract with Reynolds Jets Center for providing fixed-base operator services for the period of 5 years, commencing September 1, 2009. Next is to reimburse Marianne Williams $17.28 for light breakfast at the Workforce One development meeting. You're also requested to approve and execute another participation agreement. This is with Ross Township for the public safety communications system. Next is to approve and authorize the county administrator to execute a grant agreement for up to $150,000 for reimbursement of funds to purchase property referred to as Georgia Development that's adjacent to the Butler County Airport. Next, we have a request to approve 57 payments of the then and now certificate.
Motion, Bill.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Mr. Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Now we have one separate resolution for a then and now certificate involving the Board of Election.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain.
Do we have any questions for the commissioner about any of this? Do we want a report from Airport Authority on the lease? Are we okay with that?
I'm all right with it.
Okay. Seeing none from the commissioners, we'll go to the audience for comments, questions, concerns. Anybody want to speak to the board?
Mark Hevercost, 7356 Weathersfield Drive in Westchester. Yesterday on the news, we learned that Avon Products in Tri-County is going to be closing its doors. I learned from a neighbor that 80% of those people live in Butler County. And very quickly, they're going to be learning what it means to cut back and live within their means. That's a lesson that I don't think Butler County has quite yet learned. Today, in today's agenda, was another $5,000 in travel expenses that were approved. Last week, it was $5,000 in travel expenses that were approved. Some of you may know that my wife, Susan, is a member of the State Board of Education. Let me tell you what cuts the state has implemented that affect her department. No travel. If my wife has to attend a two-day meeting in Columbus, she has to drive up and back at her own time. No overnight stays. In the Department of Education, They used to have about 100 people with cell phones. 5 people now have cell phones. We used to have a state fax line in our house. No more. Those were all ended statewide. These are just a few examples of the cuts that the state has taken seriously enough to cut back. I'm suggesting that the commissioners do 2 things to try to get our budget under control. One is to start mandatorily bidding out projects over $10,000 or $20,000, some threshold where these items, so we don't have to read about in the paper where they weren't bid or there was some inside deal, that they get bid and we find out what the true and minimum bid could be. Secondly, stop all of the unnecessary travel and overhead created by hotel stays, travels, seminars in Las Vegas, cell phones, and whatever else it may be. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Please state your name and address for the record.
William Bowling, 6 Mayburn Avenue. I'm a county employee since November 11th, 2001. I work for Mr. Jones down the road. Really didn't have much time to prepare. Just want to throw out some of my concerns. I see what I read this morning on the computer and what you guys was talking about, 5 raises being granted. They may be small, but there's 10 plus 17, 27 people that's going to be without a job on the 16th of next month. It's kind of hard to swallow seeing somebody get a raise when we're getting laid off. The traffic signal, the blacktopping, there may be some kind of a grant that I don't know about, but our roads are not the best, but I'm sure some of these others here, it seems like a little bit wasted spending. Probably I don't have all the facts, but I want you guys to take into consideration there's people that's going to be work for the county for a lot of years is going to be losing their jobs. You probably already know some that have. That's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Board have anything?
I don't have anything at this time.
Is that it, Tim? Okay. We'll entertain a motion to convene an executive session at 10 o'clock on the 6th floor for personnel.
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Dallavette?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Thank you for coming.